It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Sal was out in Cooperstown, Oneonta, that area for Little League Baseball that week. Got home, right to the stadium, preseason opener. Quick breath of fresh air, and then now Cleveland for a joint practice and then a preseason game on Saturday with the Browns. How do you like Cleveland, Sal?
I love it. It's a great city. Been there a couple of times, been there several times now, but we've actually gone there a couple times just to go as a family to kind of hang out down by the river, and they've done a great job by the waterfront there and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the baseball field, the football stadium, everything's right there. I've seen the Yankees play there a couple times. So it's been really nice, and I think they've done a really great job with that district down there.
Pretty easy to get around, and there's lots to do, especially for a sports fan. Have you been to see the Cavaliers?
I have not. I think baseball and football, but I have not done basketball there yet.
Also right down there next to the stadium. I went to see game three of the finals with Golden State, my one ever NBA game in Cleveland, and I feel like I cannot do another one because it was just so good. So we'll have fun there. We talked about this practice tomorrow when we spoke yesterday, and I don't know, I'll put it a different way, but not that different. I feel like the Bills might be walking into a little bit of a hornet's nest with the Browns. You know, you have a new coach. There's something about a team, Sal, where it's been decades of this for Cleveland, where the next coach in does the things we talk about all the time when they're new, like try to establish new standards and everything like that. And I doubt this Todd Monken wants physical altercations. This is a group effort with the Bills, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if it got pretty feisty.
No, me neither. And as I said yesterday, I've been a part of these a few times with the Bills. Carolina, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Cleveland coming to Buffalo. And I don't remember any time where it's gotten really out of hand. There's always been a couple skirmishes here or there, but then you look around the league and it happens. There's kind of no way to predict it. You have to have, you know, two coaches and organizations that send the message and set the tone and try to do whatever they can to make sure that doesn't happen. But you also never know. Maybe the message is let's go be as physical as possible. And you're trying to win jobs and compete and all those kinds of things. And we know that, you know, the Browns are a team that has not done a lot of winning, and people are trying to, you know, fight for jobs and show that they can be part of that, you know, turning it around, so to speak. The Bills are also in that same boat with players on their team who are trying to win jobs for a new coach, by the way, a new defensive coordinator, by the way, who said yesterday at the practice, Jim Leonard said physicality. That's the number one thing he's looking for. So there's no doubt about that, but you just hope that people treat it right and they get accomplished what they, you know, go there to get accomplished.
Maybe to try to expound upon that, what are the Bills' top few priorities for this tomorrow? Either side of the ball, I mean, talking about defense there, but if indeed the two head coaches sit down tonight, or have they already, and try to, you know, coordinate, well, what do we both need to work on? What helps us? What might Brady mention?
Probably going against a different defense that they've gone, and I have to go and look exactly what kind of defense they run specifically, but you know, you want to make sure you're getting some different looks. Whenever you're in training camp for 3 weeks, you're going against the same offense and same defense. So from both sides of the ball, right? You want to make sure that, okay, can we put ourselves in a position where, you know, run against a different kind of look, a scout team, so to speak. And even if it's so let's say you say to the Cleveland Browns, okay, you know, we're going to, you run a similar defense to us, but maybe there's a period where our offense can go against, you know, a scout team type of defense with a different kind of look. You can do that with different kinds of players. That can happen. You might want to get some periods of red zone work in that you haven't gotten in enough in throughout your training camp so far. 2-minute drill. That's a really big one. You always want to do 2-minute. You'll see a lot of that, probably a couple of those periods tomorrow. Make sure everybody's buttoned up on that, especially if you're the Browns and you want to see your quarterbacks run that 2-minute period, because you don't have Josh Allen. You're going through a competition. You want to put your quarterback through the Browns in a position, in a situation where you can evaluate them a little bit better. Special teams, that's a big one. you know, both these teams want to make sure that they're buttoned up there because there's not a lot of time in preseason games to necessarily work on that. You can't predict that, how much you're going to get that. Heck, the Bills won a preseason game, didn't punt last week, right? So you want to get that kind of work in. You want to see your guys. I remember last year, Mike, one of the big things we saw last year was the gunner drill. I mean, they just went for 15 minutes on guys just basically going to cover punts and people beating them up physically down the field. And there was a lot of hooting and hollering when guys would beat, you know, Tyrell Shavers was a big one. Tyrell Shavers did a great job. He got loose on one, and Bills players were going crazy because he made a play. Like, those are the kinds of things you want to see.
Well, I know how ridiculous this sounds. I'm used to it. But if you want a punt in a preseason game, just do it. just who needs it to be fourth down? But yeah, I know. You don't have to tell me. The 2 minute thing, that's one where, as you know, of course, like, you can't necessarily control that in a preseason game, whether you're going to get
right.
that. So, I mean, you could pretend, but you'd have to be pretending. Like, here, you can set that up. So that seems like a good suggestion.
Yeah, and even I think for the Bills, field goals, Tyler Bass, like, that's something you want to do tomorrow, and I'm sure both teams will work on that in some capacity. You know, you always wonder, I don't know if there'll be a live rush, not a live rush. You know, you want to be careful here. You don't want to get anybody injured. The specialists and the quarterbacks will most likely have, you know, different colored jerseys, so you're not running into them. You're not, you know, touching them. That's a big one that I like. I love the one-on-one stuff at these joint practices. You see, when the Bills have practice, you go out to St. John Fisher, you'll see a period where the receivers are going against defensive backs, and it's one-on-ones, and it's great. And you want to see those guys. But a lot of times it's Christian Benford against DJ Moore. Christian Benford against DJ Moore, you're lining them up three times. Now you're going against different guys, different techniques. Same thing with the offensive line. You know, you're going to get Deion Dawkins against Jared Verse. Mm-hmm. That's the cool stuff that I like to watch is, you know, these guys are very prideful, and they don't want to get beat in those situations. And you want to see those guys really kind of get after it and see, you know, your guy against their guy one-on-one and who wins.
That'd be Denzel Ward now for DJ Moore if they're going top versus top in this practice in Cleveland. All right, well, tomorrow will be interesting, and we'll see how intense it is and what we learn from it. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. I'm Mike Shope, and Bulldog is off through Friday. Sal, Jaden Higgins going down for Houston, probably their wide receiver too, out for the year. That's what every day of these practices, be they training camp or joint practice or anything, is what you're trying to avoid.
Yeah,
I wonder what you think, if you've thought about it, about that loss for the Texans. That's the Bills' week one opponent. There's probably time, if they wanted, to go get somebody low on someone else's depth chart. People have mentioned Kayshon Boutte in New England. There's a Texans-Patriots connection there. I don't know, but Houston, it could have been Tank Dell, it seemed, but now they're talking about it probably won't be for the opener. And Higgins, they might be scrambling already for week one.
Yeah, I think you're referencing, I don't think Tank Dell right now, it looks like he might not be ready, right?
He might
not play in the opener.
Unlikely.
Yeah, and yeah, that's what it seems like. So it's a loss, no doubt. I mean, I was looking today, over 500 yards and six touchdowns his rookie year. Like, that's a really nice rookie year for Jaden Higgins. That's a tough loss for them. You know, a guy we've talked about in Buffalo a lot has a connection there, Brandon Cooks. And, you know, there's some tie to the Patriots there, too, with him and some of the people in that organization. I wonder if that's a guy that they would reach out to, come in and have a kind of a, you know, he's a veteran and he'd be able to walk right in and kind of pick up whatever they're doing. It's a loss for them for sure. I agree with you. You said, I think yesterday you said something about how the Texans have been getting, maybe it was today, Texans have been getting a little bit more run from some of the national pundits, right? And people are starting to like them a little bit. Warren Sharp talked and wrote about them a little bit. And I agree with that. And they're a fantastic defense, fantastic pass rush. They have a lot of talent on offense. I think there's a bit of a question on their offensive line, of course. The biggest question is what you've seen from Deshaun Watson. I'm sorry, I keep doing that. I'm thinking about Cleveland, and Deshaun was there. But C.J. Stroud, biggest question is about C.J. Stroud. And I was a huge C.J. Stroud fan and thought this kid was going to be the next superstar after his rookie year. Obviously tailed off a little bit last year. He was inconsistent, had some nice games and nice moments, but not quite to the ascension that I thought he would have. And then in the playoffs, just did not perform very well. I mean, you're going to want to surround him with, you know, the guys and the pieces to be able to truly, you know, get him to where he probably should be ultimately. And losing Jaden Higgins is a pretty darn big deal, I think, for them.
Yeah, right. Big target, that just can post up and, you know, save a quarterback when he's under siege, which is a lot of what Stroud suffered from last year, not to make all the excuses for him. How about the Bills and their pass rush as far away as that game still is, Sal, going into the season? Like, we've talked about Houston's strengths, and that's one of them, and what happened last year when the Bills went to Houston and how they struggled so badly to protect Allen. He was just always under duress. How about the other way around in this game? Like, Houston, I don't know, it's a little bit early for this question maybe, but do you like, in general, the Bills' chances of making life tough on quarterbacks?
I like what I've seen so far at camp from in preseason game from the Bills, you know, outside linebackers, their edge rushers, their defensive scheme. We're not getting nearly the full plate, that's for sure. I mean, Jim Leonard has made that clear. Like, they're not going to show what they're going to do in the regular season. But one thing that really stood out to me, Mike, from the preseason game and pretty quickly, and I tweeted this as soon as I saw it, is the Bills, like, team defensive speed has really improved. Mm-hmm. And they are really being aggressive, but they're also younger and more athletic. So I think you combine all of that, and you got to like their chances to maybe get after the passer a little bit better because of all that. But you take some of these guys individually, and, you know, TJ Parker, I think, has been a really pleasant, you know, surprise maybe to me as a first-round pick, the things that he can do, the athleticism he has for a big man. I think that really helps. Mike Danna, I mean, he's a freak. Who knows if he's going to make the team? He kind of had two sacks in one series, but just goes to show you some of these guys they have on this roster now that, you know, I think that they feel confident they can put on the field and have the ability to get to the passer. And, of course, you have Bradley Chubb and Greg Rousseau and then Michael Hoyt. We didn't see him last week, but I like that group. And, you know, the other day, right before the practice, Jim Leonard talked, and one thing that really stood out to me was a lot of times there's a lot of platitudes from the coaches. They have coach speak. He talked very highly about his group, like the edge rushers. And I believe what he was saying. Like, he really likes them. And, you know, people talk about Von Miller and all this stuff and cryptic tweets and stuff like that. And he signs with the Dallas Cowboys. I wouldn't be surprised if it was because the Bills after a game go, look, we're good with what we have. We like what we have here. We don't need to go out and get another guy right there. So the question is going to be a question until it happens. But I like what I've seen so far from that group. And I especially like what I see from the collective of how athletic and fast they are and thinking about the possibilities that Jim Leonard is going to come up with.
Sal, I'm about out of time here, but before you go, what is the timeline for tomorrow, timetable?
Joe Brady will speak at 12:50 p.m. Practice will start at 1:20. Browns players will speak at 12 p.m. for anybody who's dialed in on that side of things. And then practice starts at 1:20. After practice, we will hear from Josh Allen. Then we will have the team will have an off day on Friday, nothing going on there, and then Saturday will be the game.
All right, so you and I will fit something in mid-show, maybe. It seems like there could be an opportunity to do that. And will you stay there Friday? I guess you don't need to answer that. No.
I'll be there. I'll be in Cleveland through Saturday, so yeah.
All right. Thanks, Sal. Talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. His appearances on WGR brought to you by Outlet Liquor. The place to buy a case. What's your outlet? I'm Mike Shope. Quick time out. We'll talk some more next. This is WGR.